home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Moon 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
TC Trailers. Oh.
Honey?
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot. Cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay, okay. We'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to a Friday edition of Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Party Line again presented by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, Jerry's Body Shop, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marshan's Window Tinning, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, at 51 West Event Center.
On the air right now, we're bringing in Mayor Judy Sheets of the City of Frankfort. Mayor, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
It's Friday.
It's raining. What happened to our sunshine?
It's going to come back.
I
feel positive that it's going to come back. Did you know today is National Siblings Day? Do you have siblings?
I do. I have two sisters. I did not realize that. I have one older and one younger than me.
Oh, you're the middle child. Yes. Well, you'll have to give them a call today. I just found out that today's National Siblings Day. So.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me know.
Yeah. See, you can get on the bandwagon on that, and you can get a hold of your siblings, and then you can say, see, I thought of you.
That's right.
that earns you brownie points, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I need all those I can get.
No, I understand. Well, let's talk about what's going on with the city. I know you recently did the State of the City address. You covered a lot. What were some of the things that you know, for maybe somebody that wasn't able to come, even though they can still go back and watch it on HoosierlandTV.com, it's archived there. But what are some of the highlights, the big points from that night?
You know, some of the things that I really want the citizens to understand is what's going on in each one of our departments, because they're very busy. We have great department heads, and there's a lot going on. So I talked about, each one of the departments a little bit and how things are being done in those departments. I thought that was important. I also gave kind of a brief understanding of the finances. That gets a little complicated sometimes, so I try to keep that, you know, more of a higher level so people can understand. But I think that one of the things I want people to know is how different funds are used for different purposes. You know, not everything is property tax based or income tax based. There are certain ways that we bring those revenues in and what they can be used for. And I think that's sometimes a misconception, you know, by the public. They just think their property tax goes for everything, and that's not necessarily so. I also talked a little bit about the Redevelopment Commission, which is a TIF area, and how those funds can be used as well. That's how we pay for the bond for Prairie Creek Park along with the Aquatic Center. So, you know, nobody's tax dollars as such are used for those bond payments. That's all from the TIF area, which is mainly industrial. So there's just a lot of things I wanted people to understand about local government, you know, and how sometimes we can only do certain things. And it looks like we should just be able to use all of our money for everything, but that's not the way it works. So those were just some of the things that I wanted people to understand. And you know, how I look forward to the years, to the year to come, you know, with quality of life, quality of place, you know, some of the things that are going on in our parks department, some of those things that make this a great place to live. So that's the one thing I encourage people, just be positive and, you know, be thankful for the great community that we live in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that brings up kind of the next question that we had for you was, you know, you talked about several areas of progress. How do you feel? What's some of the biggest strides that you feel that the city has made over the last year?
You know, I think one of the things that has really happened over the past year that's been exciting for me is, you know, of course, the new fire station. We had annexation not that long ago, so our territory now jurisdiction reaches clear out to the interstate. So that was huge for us. You know, our fire department, police department, street department, all those services had to expand with that annexation. So I think something that was really great for our community. Took a little, you know, getting used to those changes, but I thought it was great. Right now we have the new fire station in the process of being built, so I think that's another exciting thing. But there's just been a lot of great things happening in our community.
I do want to go back for just a moment here, and you were talking about how funds can be used. I am still surprised at how many people don't know how government works in our area, because I'll see sometimes, and again, you good old Facebook here, right? All the mayor has to do is tell them they can't do that. Sometimes it's not the mayor who has that first decision. And so I am still surprised how many folks kind of don't understand how our local government works. And I wish they would get a little bit more involved. And I know we're all busy and come to some of these meetings and ask questions and learn that, because it's not just the mayor can do it. The mayor can't do everything. There's other procedures in some cases. And so I did just want to throw that out as well.
Yeah, a lot of things take council votes.
Yes.
And I don't even vote unless there's a tie. You know, I can have my thoughts on it. I can, you know, explain that to people or whatever, but still, it's a vote by the council. And they're the legislative body. They also set the budget. Myself as the mayor, I present a budget to the council, and then it's up to them to go through it and to figure out if they're going to approve that, whether they're going to make adjustments to it. And that's why we have the budget hearings in August. So there's a lot of things. So all of our ordinances, resolutions, those type of things are passed by the city council. The Board of Works can pass resolutions as well. But I just don't think people understand that it's by a vote. It's not just because I'm mayor. Well, you know, I can't do that.
Well, and when it comes to funding, you guys can approve your budget. You can set a budget. You can approve a budget. But then the higher powers that be that are down in Indianapolis are the ones who tell you what you can and cannot do and whether or not you get that budget.
Exactly. And that's, you know, kind of what we're going through right now with the SEA-1. You know, that's going to be very, very stressful for our community if that continues in the direction that it's going from a financial standpoint. You know, how are we going to make up for those losses that we may see, you know, if this continues? I did see where they delayed the income tax to 2029, so that gives us another year. But there's still, we have to look at the future. We have to look at, you know, what's going to come on down the road and how we're prepared for that.
Yeah, exactly, because as you said, now they've delayed that part of it. It all goes back to there were several that did not want to pass that bill. They didn't think the bill should have even been presented because it was so for lack of a better term, screwed up. Let's just face it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you can't say much, but I can.
Please direct those hate letters to Melissa.
It just has so many problems that, and now they're going back and they're trying to fix them after the fact. Yeah. And it's like, why did you bother? Fix it before you pass it. But yeah.
It's like our public safety local income tax. That's going to be affected. Right now we have a separate fund for that. But if it continues in the way that it's going, that's going to be separated out. And the fire and EMS are going to be, the rate would be set by the county. And then the police department would probably come into the economic development income tax. So, there's going to be a lot of adjustments if things keep going, in the direction that they are right now. We're going to have to put a lot of thought and effort and do our due diligence to make sure as we budget going forward.
Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line today.
I know you were talking about the new fire station and it going up and the progress on it, but we got a new apparatus sitting across the street from the radio station right now. Let's talk about that.
Isn't that beautiful?
I haven't seen it yet.
I've seen it from afar. I have not gotten the up close and personal because I definitely am going to go across the street and look it over. As a former firefighter, I really want to look at that truck.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be amazed. It is beautiful. I went over the same day that it got here, and I was so excited about that. It's always great when we can get new equipment, new apparatus for firefighters or for any of our public safety or any of our employees. That's one thing I, value a lot is training, facilities, equipment. All those things are so important, not only for our citizens, but also for the safety of our employees. So I'm always looking forward to, new equipment or anything that we do differently that's going to be a great benefit to our community.
Hey, Mayor, does the fire truck have a new car smell like other new cars do?
Well, I didn't notice it, but I'll be honest with you, I didn't get up in it.
As the mayor, you've got to take a few of those privileges.
I am surprised you did not get in it. You should have gotten in it
from the door.
And made sure that the lights and the sirens work. Come on.
I could have taken it for a spin, right?
Yes, absolutely. I got to go over and smell that thing now. See if it has the new car smell.
I know the public's going to have an opportunity to see, and I think it's really cool. I remember this back when I was a kid, and when Chief Stidham was in here last month, we were talking about it. But they're bringing back a nostalgic tradition, and I think it's so cool. Can you talk a little bit about what we're going to see next week when the truck is actually dedicated?
Yes, they're going to have a blessing of the engine. And that's going to be April 16th at 5 o'clock. And that's going to be at Fire Station 3. So it'll be right there across from you. So we're excited about that. We're going to have the engine blessed. We're going to have people there to say a few words and just let everybody have the opportunity to see this new engine. And I always have to add this because I'm so excited about it. That engine is paid for in full. And that came from part of it from our American Rescue Plan. Do you remember those dollars that we got around the COVID time? So we used some of that funding. The Redevelopment Commission helped, and then also some of it came out of City General. But that apparatus is paid in full, and I'm so excited about that because I think that's important. I think it shows that we did our due diligence as well as when we planned for this to happen. We're not always able to do that. That engine was over $800,000. So
I was going to ask you what the final bill was. I knew it was going to be roughly $8 to $8.5 million.
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I know. And we've waited, 2.5 years, I think?
Yeah, now. Almost 3 years we've been talking about this. That's right.
The wait list. Of course, you guys were planning this back when COVID hit, which did not help that wait list any.
Absolutely.
Getting apparatus built and everything else.
Well, what happened, too, is I believe other communities use their ARPA funds, their American Rescue. They also want to use those funds for that purpose. So a lot of orders were put in for fire trucks. I think that probably has some effect on it as well. But it also just takes a long time for them to, manufacture them.
It does. I think we have a caller that's joining us here today. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, girls and the mayor. I'm not griping. I'm just curious, Judy. That meeting we had at the library, you did a very good job on it. But this year, and sort of explain this to me. You said 2 years ago, you said up there that you'd like to have enough money put back that we could survive for 180 days.
Mm-hmm.
This meeting, you said we had enough money put back for 90 days. And 2 years ago, we had 160, so we had to make up 20. How come we're going backwards?
Well, I think it depends, you know, on the revenues that come in, also, you know, the budgets that we set. But it's always our goal to have 180 days. It's not always possible, you know, with the budgeting process, and if there's cuts in revenue or, you know, some expenses that come up that we don't expect. But, I mean, that's a goal of ours, is to make it to there. Sometimes that changes from year to year. We just can't help, you know, with the cost of things going up and there's different needs within the city. So, but we still keep that goal in mind.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
You tell me if I'm wrong, because I don't know nothing, what you know. You get most of your money from taxes, I take it, from the factories that we have in Frankfort, like Frito-Lay pays you so much, ConAgra, Donaldson, all these factories pay so much to the city, don't they? And that's your money that you got to use? Is that the way that works?
Yeah, some of it comes off of property taxes, also income taxes. Like your sanitation, your trash pickup, that is strictly through the user fee that you pay every month. Tax dollars aren't used for that. We also get some motor vehicle highway funds. So there's different ways that we receive that revenue. It just depends on, you know, what fund it's used for. But probably, particularly general fund, property taxes are one of the big ways that we fund that.
Well, see, on our property taxes, our governor, I'm not griping. Don't take me the wrong way, G. I'm not griping because I don't understand all that. On our property tax, the governor of Indiana, Mr. Braun, mm-hmm. said that he mm-hmm. was going to take people like me, my property mm-hmm. taxes would go down $300, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
it didn't go down. They give it to you on the right hand, and on the left hand, they added $325 more. So they gave me $300. But they added $325 more on the left hand. You understand what I'm saying?
Why
do they do things like? Why don't they just say, you know, they're not going to go down, and gas mm-hmm. is going to stay the way it is? Because of the election that's coming up?
I don't think so. I just think it's determined. Of course, no. I think sometimes it's just determined by the legislators. As they move forward, you know, they also have a big job. I mean, that's huge for them. They have to figure all this out, too, and they have a lot of bills that they go through during sessions. So, I don't know.
Legislation people down in Indianapolis, are they like the country's in bad shape right now? And they took a 2 week vacation, went to Disney World, Disneyland, all kinds of different places, and they're not coming back for 2 weeks, and they haven't even, is that the way it is in Indianapolis, too? They go on 2 weeks vacation?
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about that.
You haven't heard about the government going on shutting it down for 2 weeks?
Yeah, I have not heard that in Indiana.
Mm-mm. Oh, in Indiana. I just think, and our president, Judy, said that he's not funding these states on child care or schools or anything like that. That's up to the states to take care of. And where's their school going to come up with that $1.5 million that we're going to shortfall? Where are they going to get that at, Judy?
I know. It's going to be really tough. I mean, it's not, like you said, it's not only the cities and counties. It's also the schools. I mean, it could affect the libraries. Any taxing entity is going to feel the effects of this.
Isn't that awful? That's terrible.
So I'm hoping we see them, you know, look at it again and hopefully make some amendments and changes to that.
Yeah. Hey, you're doing a good job, and I'm not griping. I'm just curious. I had people asking things, and I said, man, I don't know that stuff. So, hey, God bless you, Judy. And you girls, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And take Monday off, Judy. Rest. You take a 3-day week off. Okay?
Carl says it's okay.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Carl. Have a great weekend. If Carl says it's okay, Judy, I think it's okay. I mean, 659-3338. If you have questions or comments for Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, who is our guest on Party Line today, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, I know you.
I just see on social media sometimes where people think, well, she just sits in that office and do anything. I said, you have no idea. My day starts early morning. Sometimes it's a late night. You know, I can be in my office. I can be in the community. I can be at meetings. You know, there's. I have a very busy schedule. Usually I'm booked solid on my days.
That's funny. It's funny that people think that about others. I mean, you know, until you've walked a day in someone's shoes, right?
That's absolutely right.
I know we've talked about the fact that, one, you need to wear your track shoes all the time, and number two, that sometimes, especially during the summer, rollerblades are good too, along with a golf cart. I still say that we need to find the funding to get you a high-powered golf cart.
There you go. I can just go all over quickly, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Exactly. We'll get it all decked out for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I know Muffins with the Mayor, we talk about it a lot, but it's one of those things that's your favorite.
It is favorite
thing to do every month. Now, are you going to be moving back out to the park now that it's starting to warm up?
We are starting next month. This month, which is next Tuesday, is still going to be in Harry's Coffee Shop, you know, in the basement at the library. But after that, we're going to move back out to the park.
What's your favorite thing about doing that?
My favorite thing is that people come there with questions and they're eager to learn. You know, they want answers, and when you talk to them about things, they listen, they want to know about things. And I think that's so, so, so important in our community. You know, you can't just assume or think this is what happens, but if you come there and you hear it, you could hear it from me, from the department heads. You know, we're out there to tell you really what's going on in this city. It's not a social media thing. You know, it's like, this is what's really happening. And that's what I love about it. I love to see a lot of people there. I love to see them, you know, take part in things, ask questions, you know, take a concern in our community.
Well, talking about your department heads, what's some of the things for them, especially some of the newer ones, and I can't say they're really new now. Some of them have been there for almost a year now. But what's some of the feedback that you heard from them after their experience of a Muffins with the Mayor?
You know, I think at first, maybe when my newer department heads came in, I think they were a little nervous about it, you know, because they didn't know what to expect. But now they've been through a few of them, and I think they really enjoy doing them as well, because they want people to understand. You know, because we get complaints at each one of our departments, and it gets a little frustrating sometimes, you know. And this way they feel like they can be there, they can answer questions, they can, you know, address concerns. And I think that's important to my department heads as well. I know it's really important to me. So I think they really like to do it. They love to be asked about what's going on, or if somebody has a question, you know, tell them also you can reach out to me at my office or call, whatever it takes to come and to find out.
Well, I know you've got another sparkling success coming up next month. You want to talk a little bit about that? I know we're getting close on time.
Yes, I'm really excited about the sparkling success that is going to be coming up in May. And that is going to be May 20th right now. If you're interested in coming to that, you can RSVP to Kimberly Black or call my office, Andrea Sheets. So we're really excited about it. We've had a great turnout. And there again, I think that's a great thing to see our community come together. Plus, we have a lot of people from out of town that come, and I love that they come to this event in Frankfort. It lets people know there's things happening here.
What advice do you give for some of the folks that don't necessarily want to run for any kind of political office? but would like to know more about our local government and maybe be a little more engaged without having to hold an office.
You know, I think one thing is that they could come to events like Muffins with the Mayor, or come to our Board of Works meeting, our Common Council meeting. That's where you find out what's going on, like more on a day-to-day basis, you know, maybe things that are coming up, things that there's needs in the departments. And so I think that's important for them to come to the meetings. Or we also have a YouTube that they can listen to, that either at the time of the meeting or later on. And then if they listen to that, they have questions, they can call, you know, either my office, the departments, and maybe get those questions answered. Rather than just keep wondering what's going on or why we do what we do. So I think that's really important.
When you started this out, did you ever think you'd have a YouTube channel?
No, I did not.
Well, folks really don't have an excuse. You know, I hear some, well, I can't make it to the meetings. But if you have a computer or a phone, you can still go back and watch those meetings. So I agree with you on that. Well, what would you like to end with today, Mayor?
Okay, I just want everyone to know there's going to be a lot of things going on in our community. Of course, we have Muffins with the Mayor, so I hope everybody could make that. That's at 9 o'clock next Tuesday. Of course, the Engine 3 blessing, which is so exciting, at Fire Station 3. That's going to be the 16th at 5 o'clock. And we also have spring cleanup coming up. So that's going to be April 27th through May 2nd. And hours at the street department is going to be 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and then also 8 to noon on Saturday. Everything comes to the street department. We're not doing pickups during, you know, that spring cleanup outside of your ordinary pickups. Also, the park is having a cleanup day, which I'm excited about that, at 3rd Street Park on April 25th from 9 to 11. You know, we used to have those pretty frequently, that people would come out and volunteer for a half a day or a day and help clean up the parks before the summer starts. So we decided to try that again this year, and I think that's really exciting. Gives people an opportunity to volunteer and to help clean up the parks.
Well, and that's great.
We have, we have outing for...
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And we have outing for scouting April 30th. And that's at the Neighborhood Center. That's the thing that I do annually. So I'm excited. So anybody is welcome to attend that. And we also have National Day of Prayer on May 7th here at Old Stoney at noon. So I want to make sure people were aware of that. That's the local ministerial association that puts that on. So it's at noon, and we'll have a luncheon, and they are more than welcome, anybody in our community, to stop by and to be a part of that. And as you mentioned, Sparkling Success is coming up on May 20th. So as you see, we have a lot of things that doesn't even touch on the Prairie Creek Park things that are going on. So.
Yeah, we'll be starting Prairie Creek Park concerts in May as well.
Exactly. So for people to say there's nothing going on in Frankfurt, I don't think I believe that.
I don't think I believe it either. I don't either. Well, Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets, we appreciate you taking the time as always. It's always great to have you on, and we're super thankful that you are willing to do so and to keep engaged with our community. So we really appreciate that.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Have a great weekend. You too. Take care. Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets. And again, coming up on Tuesday is Muffins with the Mayor. So if you have questions or comments, that's just another chance for you to go out and see the mayor to do that. We were talking about politicians, and I saw this earlier. I told Melissa I wanted to share this today. The University of Illinois wanted to see who was most likely to hire a psychopath. Now, they figured Wall Street or the CIA, but it turns out most can be found under your hood. They discovered that people with psychopathic tendencies are most attracted to mechanical work, that's hands-on kind of things, and they don't require a lot of social interaction. Now, here's the other thing. Outdoor maintenance jobs also fit the bill. Same for politics. So, just a little humor to end on there today. If you're thinking about Washington, I'm sure Carl liked that one. So, there we go.
Most definitely. A quick reminder, folks, next week, coming up on April 15th, on Wednesday, they are going to be closing State Road 39 or 421, whichever one you want to call it, going up towards Rossville. Between 700 and 800 North, they are going to be closing the Cripe Run Bridge right there and repairing that. And that is going to be down for most of the spring and probably clear into most of the summer, clear into August. Because it is a big undertaking. They're going to be repairing, and the way it sounds, almost a complete reconstruction of that bridge there. So that's going to be going on next week. Tonight, don't forget, if you can get there, girls softball at 5 p.m. at Clinton Central, taking on Frankfort. And then tomorrow at 11 a.m., right after Inside the Huddle, is going to be boys baseball, Clinton Prairie versus Frankfort. So we are under full swing of the bats and the balls and Cracker Jack and hot dogs and whatever else you want.
All right. Before we wrap up the show, again, we have those family four-pack of tickets for the Indiana State Museum or one of the historic sites. These are valid for general admission for four visitors at Indiana State Museum and Historic Sites location. These are good through the end of the year, so you have plenty of time to use these. If you would like to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Indiana State Museum and Historic Sites, just be the first caller right now, and we will make you a winner, 765-659-3338. Thank you for joining us for Party Line. We sincerely appreciate it. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody.